And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Wowzer. RDDD. Devotional. Diamond of the Day. That which becomes bold in Scripture, which we utilize and try and work into our lives. The title, Nice Guys Finish. Nice Guys Finish. Also, we're going to look at the bitter test. Oh, that doesn't taste good at all. And we're going to do some observing of the wicked. And then we'll close it out with the greater truth.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Oh my, there's water everywhere. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I'm just going to keep you guessing on that one. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation. As Ohio State Ron told me today, the funny stuff he doesn't listen to. It's just the Bible study stuff. Well, we're not doing Bible studies in the intro, are we? No. Hey, you want to know why? It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The hometown advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the hometown advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the hometown advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
What's next for the Trump administration and congressional Republicans following the health insurance reform debacle? The president is naming his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to head up a new White House office to streamline the federal government. It will also try to reform health care for veterans and fight opioid addiction. Kushner will reportedly tap into business executives and their expertise to help him. In a statement to the Washington Post, the president said, quote, "All Americans, regardless of their political views, can recognize that government stagnation has hindered our ability to properly function, often creating widespread congestion and leading to cost overruns and delays," unquote. Cutting the size, cost, and reach of the federal government will require congressional help, and as last week's failure on health insurance reform shows, Republicans are having a tough time working together. Everyone wants his or her own way, and so nothing gets done. You have to hand it to the Democrats, the party of government. They are unified. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. You know, we talk about this. Todd and I will get on the air together and we'll say, send him to Sam. We do that together. And we talk about what Sam does and what he doesn't do. What we don't talk about a lot, or at least lately, is that Sam was born a Muslim and then became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. He's got this fantastic testimony that he is more than willing to share at no cost. I know Bible studies and churches and groups are always looking for good testimony, good content, so to speak, about the gospel and people that have been affected by the gospel. Sam's story is really extraordinary. If you get a chance to hear it, I've heard it multiple times, he, out of his own pocket, you know, wrote a book about his testimony, created it together of his own doing. And if you're a Bible study or a church group, if you're a group of people that are, you're like, man, I would love to have that kind of testimony. Not only is Sam a good speaker, first of all, he's a real estate agent, so he knows how to communicate and he knows how to, you know, talk to people and make sure that they understand the concepts he's trying to communicate. But when Sam shares his testimony, there is a fantastic element that takes place as the dynamic of the Spirit moves on people's minds and hearts as you hear how God changed Sam's heart. Sam had originally been bent on disproving Christianity. Now he's a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. It's like, wow. You gotta hear it if you haven't heard it. If you're a Bible study, if you're a group, men's group, fellowship type of group, women's group, that doesn't matter. Sam's testimony is one of those, it's a blessing to hear testimony. And maybe it's a big, you know, men's meeting. I had a chance to do a couple of speaking engagements last year. Maybe you're looking for somebody new. Sam's testimony, outstanding. ThinkSam.com. We're not going to even deal with the real estate. I'm just going to promote that. ThinkSam.com. That's how you get a hold of him. And he will speak. He does not charge you to speak. It's like, oh, it's going to cost me $1,000. It's not going to cost you a dollar. Pay his own gas. Just the opportunity to share what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in his life. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And if you're looking for a speaker for your group, Sam is the man. That's all I can say. All right. Something I did want to announce that I was told today by Professor Y. Somebody say, why is he Professor? Go ahead and ask me, Todd. Why is he called Professor Y?
Why is he called Professor Y?
Why not? Get it? Why not? Okay, never mind. All right. Boom. Okay, stay with me. Here we go. 75% off. 75% off. CrazyPriceMall.com. 75% off. All the barbecues are already sold out. If you are looking for some kind of service and want to pay 75% off, so for every dollar you should be paying, you're paying a quarter. By the way, that is just for today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. That's all it will last. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Also, 75% off tuitions. What? A $4,000 tuition can now be picked up for $1,000. You got to go to kprz.com for the tuitions. You got to go to Crazy Price Mall. Actually, at crazyprice mall.com, the tuitions have a link. If you're looking for 75% off, you're looking to get a great deal, you're looking for an opportunity to spend a lot less on services, on tuition, on different items, food items, carpentry, different entertainment items, crazyprice mall.com, 75% off. And for tuitions, too, you can go to kprz.com. This is the only week we can do that. Let's get into our DDD right away. It's called Nice Guys Finish. I'm not going to take a ton of time in this. I'm just going to lay some groundwork real quickly. Malachi chapter 3, verse 14 through 15. I did close out the Holman Old Testament today. Pretty excited about that. So I start a new Old Testament read on Thursday. And so I'm in the midst of two reads. I'll be at Genesis and Matthew at the same time. Love doing that. Malachi chapter 3, verse 14 through 15 says this: "You have said it is useless to serve God. What have we gained by keeping his requirements and walking mournfully before the Lord of hosts? So now we consider the arrogant to be fortunate. Not only do those who commit wickedness prosper, they even test God and escape." It's that feeling that nice guys finish last. You ever felt that way? Now, my goodness, when I'm nice, when I let people in front of me while I'm on the freeway, does somebody then let me in front of them? No. I have to put my signal on, wave my hand, wag my tail. I have to go, "Let me in," before they'll let me in. You're not the only person in the world that understands the moments of grief. Ruth chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. "So two women went out until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town stirred because of them, and the woman exclaimed, 'Can this be Naomi?' 'Don't call me Naomi,' she told them. 'Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me.'" This is what people say when they're feeling like they're nice guys and they're finishing last. Mara, by the way, in the Hebrew means, when she says, "Call me Mara," it means angry, bitter, chaffed, discontented, or heavy. Angry, bitter, chaffed, discontented, or heavy. And when we read that passage in Malachi, you see that there's like, we've been serving you, Lord. And we talked about this yesterday. We've been serving you, Lord, and we don't get away with anything, but all these people that are horrible get away with so much. And there comes this point in your walk where you're fighting between the pleasant and the bitter that you're going through in your own life. Now, there's no point in people, I get, I'm amazed that people are like, "Well, no, that's not, I'm just a super positive, everything I ever say is positive." Listen, you can be the most positive person in the world. If you're a Christian, you've gone through different elements of growth, which consist of warfare and character building and growing pains. And by the way, growing pains still has the word pains attached to it. And there are moments that you face, not every moment of every day, but there's moments where you're like, I feel bitter. I feel chaffed. I feel discontented here. I'm angry. I mean, it looks like the Lord has allowed this stuff, and I don't know, man. I'm frustrated a little bit. And this is not just for people who are, yesterday we talked about people in the wilderness. I'm talking about people that actually encounter where they see people around them doing fantastic, and these are the same people that raise their fist up to God and say, "No way." And yet they still seem to be blessed. They seem to be fat and happy. And it gets hard to understand. So what I want to do is, when we come back, we have a test. How many tests have we had on this show, Tugboat Todd, since you've been the producer? How many tests?
What do you mean?
How many times have I tested the audience? How many times have I said I'm going to give you a test?
I think maybe two or three times. Not that many times.
No, not that many times. Well, we're going to do a test. We're going to come back and examine if you and I are in the test. If we pass or we fail, we're going to take a test. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at the life of Job and we're going to look at it from a couple of different points of view. But here's what I want you to get. If you're a person that feels like you're a nice guy, a nice gal, but sometimes you finish last, if you feel a little bit angry, a little bit bitter, a little bit chaffed, a little bit discontented, a little bit heavy, hang on. There is a lesson to be learned for all of us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Short break. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
Ah, the sound of vinyl. Even though digitally recorded music is crystal clear, there is something about listening to your favorite music on an old school record. But it's also awfully nice to build a playlist of your favorite songs and listen to them wherever you go. Vinyl is nostalgic. Digital is cutting edge. The Bible is both. For example, read about Jesus defending common people to the religious rulers, or even crying over them, and your heart can be warmed. But read Paul's letters to the early church, and you might be confronted with something in your own life that needs correcting. Are you spending enough time listening to what God is saying to you in the Bible? The writer of Psalm 119 said, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path." You can learn more about the importance of God's word in your life at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Tomorrow we have Michael Woolworth coming on the show. In the second hour, he's going to be calling in from Chicago, right? Is that good? Chicago. Chicago, and he's going to call in and talk about our cause that we have committed to this month, which is Bible League Internationalism, putting the Bible into hands of brothers and sisters, 9 out of 10 people outside of the United States. 9 out of 10 people do not have a Bible in their own language who are professing Christians. On an average, one Bible impacts 12 people. So, you know, 10 Bibles, 120 people, 100 Bibles, 1,200 people. It's $5 a Bible. Maybe you're like, Dave, come on, Dave, I can help out. I can do 10 or 15 bucks and help out. Fantastic. I can do five. Fantastic. Dave, I can do $5,000. Fantastic. It's not going to be any more or less appreciated. The gift is no more or less sacrificial. Remember the widow woman who put in two mite, and in the eyes of Jesus Christ, she did not give out of her abundance. And that was true giving, and the Lord liked it. And he said so. And so she was honored for it. I encourage you to give. Now, I don't want to manipulate. I hate, you know, I don't like, you know, I have a hard time with some of the way it goes. I'm not going to say if you give, we're going to send you a Bible and it will be anointed specially by us. You know, that's not happening. We're not going to send you a special package by which you will be penniless and thereby I send you a penny. That's not going to happen. You give, you give. If you don't, you don't. God bless you either way. I just hope you will. That's all. 1-800-YES-WORD is the phone number. 1-800-YES-WORD. You can also go to kprz.com, and you'll see Bible League International all over it. Just click on one of the banners and give that way. $5 puts a Bible into the hands of somebody who wants it, and that Bible has an impact on as many as 12 people. That's pretty cool. Michael will be, like I said, joining us tomorrow in the second hour. Michael Warworth from Bible League International. Please prayerfully consider. Let's get into our DDD. I think we have a sound on this one. Do we have one? Okay, what's our sound for this one called the bitter test?
Hey, bit of hype here. Bit of hype. Ah, my sciatica is killing me. Happy Passover. Forget that. Bit of Passover all the way.
God, love it. All right, let's talk about the bitter test. So what we did talk about in the very first segment had to do with Malachi and Ruth, understanding that she has to be called Mara, which means angry, bitter, chaffed. And it's important to understand that there are times where Christians go through different elements and they think, man, how come everybody's getting away with this and I'm getting away with nothing? I'm just kind of feeling burned. I'm feeling like nice guys finish last. Here is Job's response. Remember the first two chapters of Job, and no, it's not the book of Job. Job was just fantastic, wasn't he? He did so good, stellar. The chapters 3 through 31 are not the most stellar chapters in the Bible regarding Job's responses. So he does get credit for the first two chapters, but then he gets kind of dinged on the chapter 3 through 31 process. Here's what he said in Job 7:11. He said this, therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. You know what that is? Can I explain this to you? Can I give you a word? Are you ready? Are you ready for the word? Before we take the test, are you ready for the word? The word is disappointment. That's what the word is. Job, in this moment, disappointed with life, with others, and with God. Ourselves encountering disappointments with life, with others, with ourselves, and with God. Are you ever disappointed in yourself? Gosh, I wish I spent more time with the Lord. Right? You know how that goes. Are you like, come on, Lord, I can't believe you let this happen. You ever say that? Yes, you have. Did you ever look at that person and go, why did you say that to me without even saying it to them? You said that in your heart. Yeah, that's disappointment with other people. Or, man, I should have been a rocket scientist, right? I should have been this or I should have done this, right? That's disappointment. The question is, do we harbor anger, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, or envy? Do you harbor? In other words, do you let the ship come in and stay by the dock of your heart and mind in anger, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, or envy? I'm going to help you right now. We're going to take a test. It's called the bitter test. Ready? Here's the test. Regarding life, do we say if only da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, if only God would have done this, if only this person would have said yes, if only I would have got a raise, if only I would have went to school, if only my parents were rich, if only I didn't care, if only she was faithful, all of that. If you speak in those terms and say, if only, you're bitter. If you speak in terms of life and say, next time I'm going to do this. Next time I'll approach it this way. Next time I'll have this attitude. I'll go after it with this. I'll trust in God more. I'll think it through more. I'll be more careful in how I speak. I'll be more alert in what I'm thinking. I'll be more conscious of the people around me. I'll be much more reverent next time. If you walk around going, if only, you are failing the test in bitterness. If you can walk around and say next time, you're letting go of the past and moving into the future, and you're not letting the past drag you down. When you say if only, the past has a chain around your neck. If you say next time, your hand is out in front of you to take the next step up. This is not just for you, it's for me too. Countless times. Not hundreds, thousands have I said too often, if only. Not enough times have I said next time. I got to change that. That's me. I got to do better. I am not doing good in that. Let me show you the sin. I'll make it real easy just so there's not a question. Job 32, 1 through 2. So these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. But Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, of the family of Ram, became very angry with Job for justifying himself rather than God. Simple question. In our process, do we justify ourselves? Or do we acknowledge and justify God? Do we justify ourselves by saying, nice guys finish last, I'm a nice guy, I'm finishing last? Or do we acknowledge God? Everything is in the palm of his hand. He controls. He directs. Are we failing the bitter test? If only God would have. Or are we passing it by saying, the next time I'm coming to God? Are we justifying us or are we justifying him? That's the question. That's the test. Are we passing or are we failing? When we come back, I'm going to look at what the psalmist saw in observing the wicked and then find out that one letter does make a difference. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Ah, the sound of vinyl. Even though digitally recorded music is crystal clear, There is something about listening to your favorite music on an old school record. But it's also awfully nice to build a playlist of your favorite songs and listen to them wherever you go. Vinyl is nostalgic. Digital is cutting edge. The Bible is both. For example, read about Jesus defending common people to the religious rulers, or even crying over them, and your heart can be warmed. But read Paul's letters to the early church, and you might be confronted with something in your own life that needs correcting. Are you spending enough time listening to what God is saying to you in the Bible? The writer of Psalm 119 said, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path." You can learn more about the importance of God's word in your life at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is Dan Proft of AM 560 The Answer in Chicago for townhall.com. Allison Stanger, a self-identified liberal professor at Middlebury College, actually suffered a concussion early this month after being assaulted by leftist students protesting the presence of eminent sociologist Dr. Charles Murray on campus. Her assault has forced the left to address campus culture at America's elite universities. What the safe space social engineers find is that they've lost control of the young Frankensteins whose minds they fill with agitprop rather than intellectual curiosity. At Middlebury, Stanger was mugged by the reality, quite literally, that there is no safe space for dissent from the established campus orthodoxy. By abetting a contrarian view on campus, Stanger crossed into the enemy camp and thus became fair game. In her description of the violence, Stanger offered the cliched contention that we are at a quote unquote boiling point. Are we? Or is it more accurate to say that thuggery is what leftist students have been taught since the 1960s, and now it's being used to silence dissent and extract what they want? I'm Dan Proft.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to run by you. Don't forget about Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament taking place on May 8th. It's the 7th annual Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament, St. Mark's Golf Club. You have the opportunity for a rest, fellowship, lunch. How do you get rest when you're going to do 18 holes? Is that resting?
I don't know. People always said golf's so relaxing, so it was the last thing for relaxing for me.
Yeah, I'm not following that. But let's just go with fellowship, lunch, a special gift, awards, desserts, and apparently a clown that goes to every hole and talks to people. Do they have a cart for me? I don't know.
You could have bragging rights if you win.
To who?
To the other pastors.
Yeah, okay. I am the tournament champion. Okay. Then the other 143 golfers will go, "Hey, let me tell you this scripture about humility." Anyhow, go to kbrz.com to get the information in regards to the golf outing. You don't want to miss the opportunity. It's going to be lots of fun, and it always is. Don't forget about Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton taking place November 1st to November 10th, go to experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com. And finally, Moms in Prayer annual 5K walk taking place. That's when you say place and faith together. Place. That's somewhat of a spoonerism, just to let you know. April 8th. 8:30 to 10:30, Kit Carson Park in Escondido. More information, go to momsinprayer.org. Momsinprayer.org. Let's get into our next segment, Observing the Wicked. Do we have some kind of sound on this? What do you got?
Tale of light and darkness. Something wicked this way comes.
Okay, here we go. Let's just talk about it. We talked about nice guys finishing last. And somebody asked, where does that come from? Mel Ott, baseball player, made reference to the dugout and the nice guy being in the dugout, not being in the playoffs. Nice guys finishing last. And we talked about the bitter test. Are you walking around going, if only this would have happened? If only this, if only my first husband was just the most fantastic person in the world, everything in my life would have been perfect. That's bitterness. Okay, it is. If only my first wife would have been just the most perfect person in the world. Ba, 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 ba. Still bitterness. Okay? You can't do that. Can't live like that. That'll just drop you dry. It'll hurt you so bad. And so the real problem in the way that we view things that we go through is when we look at things from a disappointment point of view, most of the time we're spending time justifying ourselves and not justifying God. Big, big mistake. As you are going to find out, that if you look at the word disappointment, which is D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T, and change one letter, disappointment becomes his appointment if you change the D to an H. Exact same word, just change the D to an H. All you have to do is change the D to an H, and disappointment becomes his appointment, which is, by the way, why I wrote the book, Church Disappointment, His Appointment, at hisappointment.com. Here is what the psalmist says in Psalm 73, observing the wicked. Watch this. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Their pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous heart comes iniquity. The evil concepts of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up their waters in abundance. They say, how can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge? This is what the wicked are like. Always carefree. They increase in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I've been plagued. I've been punished every morning. If I said I would speak thus, I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. Yikes. Here it is. There's a declaration of truth by the psalmist. Surely God is good to Israel. That's the truth. Then verse 2 through 16, he's doing an acknowledgement of stepping close to the line because he's looking at the wicked get away with everything. You sometimes you'll see this on TV. You'll have people that will get on television, and believe me, it's a bigger problem than you think from a spiritual point of view, and they get on television, and they're the biggest wackadoodles in the world, and they speak some kind of weird rubbish, and you're like going, how can that person even think that way, and why isn't somebody coming to set them straight? And you're sitting there thinking, this is crazy. Well, that's oftentimes how believers think of unbelievers who seem to be getting away with so much. And in verses 3 through 12, the psalmist gives the description of the observation that the arrogant and the wicked have got it made. Verse 13 through 16 is how the psalmist feels about it. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In vain I have washed my hands in innocence. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. It's almost like the person's going, this is horrible. That's really what they're saying. This is awful. Look at that guy. Look at that girl. And so if you want a quick correlation for those that are listening, want a real fast direct correlation, that's the person that goes from the entry lane to the speed lane, puts their blinker on, and does not look at anybody, just zooms straight across, and everybody else has to stop while that person zooms across because they're clueless and careless about what other people think. Now you know what I'm talking about? I bet you do. And this is how it is between believers and unbelievers when you see how can they get away with stuff? Why doesn't God come down and go, we're going to right this wrong and we're going to do it right this second? It's that feeling that the good guy finishes last, that there's a disappointment taking place, and you want everybody to get their just dues. We talked about that yesterday. But again, this is how it appears to you and I. It has the feeling that there is something wrong. It has the sense that there needs to be a rectifying of this situation for justice to prevail. Again, that's human justice, according to your mind and my mind. But the most bizarre part of this whole thing is what's up and coming. Because when I tell you the conclusion that the psalmist made, you'll probably have the same response that I did. And that response is, I felt bad that I am so bad. I felt bad that I am so short-sighted. I felt like I was in the wrong because I was justifying myself and not God. And his truth makes that clear. And it does make it easier to understand when you understand life through God's prism of truth. Remember that the world is deceived, and the devil has great influence in the world, and he's the father of lies. And your flesh is very deceiving. But God's truth enables us to find freedom from the oppressions and from the deceptions and from the lies. People go around spouting all the time, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That has to do with sin, and it has to do with Satan, and it has to do with the world. That's what it has to do with. Let's keep it in the right context. And when we come back, we're going to look at the truth and watch the freedom come from our own sin. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Lord, forgive my sin.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
If we truly want spiritual renewal in this country, we're going to have to spend time praying. Fervent, intentional prayer. This is Jim Garlow. And let me remind us, prayer isn't overcoming reluctancy in God. It's not persuading him to do something he's unwilling to do. It's implementing his will. We're not begging God to do something he doesn't want to do. Christian author Andrew Murray wrote, "We must begin to believe that God, in the mystery of prayer, has entrusted us with a force that can move the heavenly world and can bring its power down to earth. A force that changes history, that changes culture. We need to pray now for our nation, our leaders, our families, our churches, and our institutions. And by the way, prayer doesn't mean we don't act, not at all. We pray first. Action comes out of that praying." This is Jim Garlow, and there's always more of these kind of stories at jimgarlow.com.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been going through it, talking about nice guys finishing quote-unquote last. We talked about the bitter test. We also talked about the psalmist in Psalm 73, observing the wicked and how it made the psalmist feel. Miserable might be an adequate term. It's disheartening from time to time when we think everybody's getting away with stuff but us. It's a difficult road. If only, and then we fill in the blanks, that, which is really telling us we're living in a sense of bitterness, just to let you know. And that we need to be aware that our life should be justifying God and not justifying ourselves. Because as much as you and I would like to justify ourselves, the moment you committed the first sin, you were worthy of obliteration. Period. Yet, there you are. So you're not getting what you deserve. So let's at least be honest. Besides that, God's not taking your besetting sin and slapping it on a billboard for the world to see. So there might be another reason why you back off just a bit.
Well, but I'm not as bad as those other people.
Okay. Well, $16 trillion versus $18 trillion might not be that different. That's all I'm trying to say. But what do we need to understand? That disappointment can quickly turn into his appointment because you just change one letter. D to H. And disappointment because his becomes his appointment. So we left off looking at the psalmist who was looking at the wicked going, man, they get away with everything. When I tried to understand this, it was oppressive to me. Blah, I'm going crazy. Until you get to verse 17. Oh, do we have music? Did you want to play it? Okay, play the music.
Here's a great truth.
But here's a greater truth.
That's really good. That was really good. Here it is. Complaining, observing the wicked. They get away with everything. Blah, 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 blah. Verse 17. Ready? Ready? I entered the sanctuary of God. And then I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground and you cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. Now listen to this. The psalmist is going, they get away with all this stuff and I'm a nice guy and I finished last. I don't feel good. I'm disappointed. And then we spend time justifying ourselves rather than God. But it's at the moment that you walk into the sanctuary of God and you recognize as soon as you go in those doors that the people that raise their fist against God and say, I remain defiant, the answer is no. The people that seem to get away with everything and they only look healthy and everything's perfect, they are going to die and face God and spend eternity in hell separated from God. So you know what? Let them have their 80 years. Let them have their 90 years. Because there's going to be a bazillion trillion that they're going to wish they never had those years. Taking their fist and raising it into the face of God is going to come back and haunt them for eternity. And the key is for us to understand that there is a future and that our job is to confess that future and our job is to see the goodness of God and that future and to recognize that no person will escape the true justice of God. And those people that you think are getting away with stuff will not get away with a iota, with a single iota of their trespass, not one. And that would be you and I, except for the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the grace of God that enabled us to acknowledge. The people that seem to be getting away with stuff never get away with stuff, ever. Because there is a God in heaven who declares that righteousness must be fulfilled. And if they remain defiant towards God throughout their lifetime, they will encounter the eternal wrath of God. Where the worm dieth not, Jesus said. Like, ooh. So they're going to actually get it. Yeah. And unfortunately, they're going to go to hell over it. But you won't. So all the complaining that you and I do, all of our disappointment, all of our delusional, we're being hosed in the situation, we're getting the short end of the stick, we're the nice guys finishing last, is all just one big perpetual ridiculous process of thought. This is the devil working on you, making you think dumb things. Because God is the one who should be justified in all circumstances. We are worth nothing. And yet by the grace of God, because we know just by walking into the sanctuary of God, we're going to spend eternity with God. Wow. I think I'll take back the I'm finishing last attitude. I think I'll take back the if only. I think I'll take back the everybody gets away with everything and I'm feeling the one that's on the short end of the stick. I think we'll take all that back and we'll just say thank you, Lord, that you had mercy ever and that you have mercy on us. We don't deserve it. We'll never earn it. We receive it. We rejoice over it. And we acknowledge you in it. You know, at work, how you think people are just going to get away with things and nothing's ever going to happen and da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da. Wrong. But better that God should take care of it so that the justice is done perfectly than man get involved and it be done sinfully. Let's say, God, you got it. I'm just going to justify you in everything I encounter. From disappointment to his appointment by changing one letter. Change your letter. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You're going to hear Marty. Then we'll come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.